Welcome to our video worship for this Sunday, the 11th of October. You are invited to share in this encounter with God, encountering with God's people, although we are apart. If you are watching this before 11 o'clock on Sunday, you may be interested to know that we will also be having a celebration of Holy Communion on Zoom. And if you would like to share in that and don't already have the Zoom login details, the same ones that are used for all the Zoom activity that we have around the parishes, then be in touch with me. So 11 o'clock for the Zoom Communion. On Tuesday afternoon, we continue the Tuesday Bible study and discussion time. And during October, we are looking at a few random bits around the Bible, themed around the number 17. So Tuesday, 2 o'clock again on Zoom. During November, our Bible study discussion will be around the theme of science and faith. And in that connection, perhaps in preparation for that, although not an essential requirement to share in that discussion, but you might be interested in the Grasping the Nettle online conference happening at the end of the month with the Professor Alistair McGrath, an Oxford professor who describes himself as a lapsed atheist. And I'm sure that will be a fascinating three events, and you can come along to one, two or three of them. And the details are at the link that will be on the screen. Looking further ahead into December, our Tuesday afternoon discussions and Bible study will be around Advent and Christmas themes. Wednesday coffee and chat is still happening fortnightly, and this coming Wednesday is one of those occasions. And again, the usual Zoom logins. Come and join us, make yourself a coffee and just some chat around how we're all doing and what we're up to in these strange, difficult times for us all. We come to worship our God, to respond to that invitation to share in God's abundant goodness for us all. And we begin with a setting of perhaps the best known of all the Psalms, a setting of the 23rd Psalm, "The King of Love, My Shepherd Is."
Thank you. Let us pray. Lord God, I thank you that you have invited me to a party like none I have ever been to. A party where I don't need to dress up to fit in. A party where all I need to do is bring myself. A party where no one is left out, and from the moment that I arrive, I feel welcome. You invited me, you invited everyone. Here we are. You make space, Lord, for me, whoever I am and wherever I am. May I feel your welcome. And may I extend that welcome to others. Wherever we are, Lord, whoever we are, we come to your party because you want us there. I can be myself. It's how you would expect me to be. Help me to accept myself as you do. For this is a party where I can relax and feel at home with you, God. At this party, at your party, with you I'll meet friends and strangers, and they'll be themselves too. No pretense, we are just as we are. And it is here that we find acceptance and transformation, hope. Our fear turns to the gifts of joy, loss to new beginnings, loneliness into acceptance and in community. So many relationships are started at this party in your house, Lord. Forgive us when we don't bring hope to others, when we end up giving fear instead of joy. When people leave our company feeling loss and sadness and drained. These are not how you would have us be. Lord God, please keep on working through me, through each of us, until I am able to extend out my arms in welcome and welcome others to your kingdom as you would have me be welcomed. Church, as a family, as a group of people, is not just for the good, for the righteous, for the pious and the holy. We remember that you welcomed us all. When I was an outcast and a stranger, you welcomed me. You welcomed me even when I didn't abide by the rules. When I got frustrated with pomp and circumstance and tradition, you welcomed me. Church, Lord, is for everyone. You are for everyone. Help us to remember this, not forget it. Strengthen us, and may we all be church for ourselves, for those around about us. May we be in your image, welcoming, bringing hope, bringing joy. Amen. Today I'm going to be reading a passage from Matthew. And Matthew has constructed this book so that there are blocks of teaching. These are called parables. Parables are, yes, a bit of a moral tale that help us to think about what we might want to do and how we might want to behave. But as well as that, they're also stories that tell us what the kingdom of God is like, what values God would like us to live by, and what attributes, what characteristics would be good for helping everybody to live the best possible life that they can. So let's hear from this passage. It's from Matthew 22, verses 1 to 14, and it's a parable, a story, a reflection of how God's kingdom would be at a wedding banquet. Once more, Jesus spoke to them in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who gave a wedding banquet for his son. He sent his slaves to call those who'd been invited to the wedding banquet, but they would not come. Again, he sent other slaves, saying, "Tell those who've been invited, look, I've prepared my dinner. My oxen and my fat calves have been slaughtered, and everything is ready. Come to the wedding banquet." But they made light of it and went away, one to his farm, another to his business, while the rest seized his slaves, mistreated them, and killed them. The king was outraged, and he sent his troops. He destroyed those murderers and burned their city. Then he said to his slaves, "The wedding is ready, and those invited were not worthy. Go therefore into the main streets and invite everyone you find to the wedding banquet." Those slaves went out into the streets and gathered all whom they found, the good and the bad. So the wedding hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to see the guests, he noticed a man there who was not wearing a wedding robe. And he said to him, "Friend, how did you get in here without a wedding robe?" And the man was speechless. The king said to his attendants, "Bind him hand and foot and throw him into the outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen." Amen.
The bells were ringing because there was a wedding. The streets were lined with people because there was a wedding. The crowds had begun to gather because there was a wedding. But this time, no one arrived. Oh no! Where were the guests who had been invited to the wedding? Where were the well-dressed invited to the wedding? Where were the important people invited to the wedding? No one came. Oh no. Some said they were too busy to come to the wedding. Some said they didn't have a hat to wear to the wedding. Some said they needed more time to come to the wedding. So no one arrived. Oh no. The king told his servants to invite everyone to the wedding. The king told his servants to invite all the crowds to the wedding. The king told his servant to invite anyone to the wedding. Does that mean us? Oh no. But the king wanted everyone to come to the wedding. The food is all ready, so come to the wedding. I'll give you the outfits, so come to the wedding. So everyone replied, oh yes. So everyone who was waiting was invited to the wedding. Everyone who was watching was invited to the wedding. Everyone who was poor and least was invited to the wedding. And they began to celebrate. Oh wow! Are we invited to go to the wedding? Shall we go now and go to the wedding? Is there a place for us to go to the wedding? There is. Let's go. Oh yes, there's a place for us at the wedding. It's a celebration for all, this wonderful wedding. It's a Kingdom of God picture, this wonderful wedding. It's a story of welcome, this wonderful wedding. Are you invited? Oh yes, you are invited. So often in the scriptures, the image of the feast is used as a metaphor of God's abundant goodness. A feast, a table prepared for the sheep of Psalm 23. That psalm we reflected upon a few weeks after Easter. And here we are again as we continue in our journey through the COVID pandemic. What does it mean for us to know that we are in the company of the one who comforts as a shepherd cares for his sheep? I'm always fascinated with the way that psalm begins with talking about God and concludes talking to God. We are invited. We're invited into a relationship with Almighty God. The parable that we heard from Matthew chapter 22 is a difficult parable. There are certainly things that I'm not sure I fully understand. There are bits that I do. It's a parable that speaks of all being welcomed, all invited. We like to think that we are invited to the parties, don't we? And when we are, we have to make a response. And maybe there are things that we want to know before we're going to say yes. What's expected of me? Is there going to be some responsibility laid upon me? Well, when we think of the invitation that comes from God, yes. Yes, it's a big ask, and there are responsibilities that go with sharing in God's plan and purpose for the world. When we're invited to the party, we might want to know who else is going to be there. We might want some time to think if we really want to go to the party. Maybe we feel there's no need. Maybe we feel that we don't want to go to some religious party when surely science has all the answers. I mentioned at the beginning the Science and Faith conference being organised by Grasping the Nettle. These are real and important issues for us all in our 21st century world. Where does faith, where does the response to God's invitation fit in our world today? Here is a kingdom parable. A parable that seems to allow into God's kingdom some unlikely characters. Really? What do we expect other than that Almighty God's invitation is going to be for all? It is, as I've said, a parable with its difficulties. There are bits that I'm really not sure that I understand. What of the clothes, the garments? What of the one who was cast out from the party? But before dwelling too much on the bits I don't understand, I realise I hear in this parable something of words of challenge to the church that has to realise that sometimes it has forgotten kingdom ways and has become an institution with its own culture and tradition and rules that sometimes keep people out. And maybe what is true of my church is true of my community, my life. Here is a parable that speaks of kingdom values, of invitation and welcome to all. To all are invited, all are welcome, rich and poor, black and white, doubting and certain, the holy and the not so, the messy, the tidy, the gay, the straight, the introvert, the extrovert, the accepting and the questioning. God says, all are invited. All are welcome to the adventure of life and love and faith. Amen.
A prayer for ourselves and for others. Lord God, why is this world so divided? Why do we think so easily in good or bad, black and white, male or female, those on high incomes and those on low incomes, young or old? Why are we so incapable of seeing life and people in that whole spectrum, a colourful, warm, quarrelsome, lively spectrum that you created, and you created each of us to reflect your image? We want to label people, to categorise, to separate, even to demonise anything that makes a difference, anything that saves us from having to own one another as family, and justifies us withholding all we feel is ours. Help us, Lord, to see instead some of these labels as handles. Handles into the world of others. So where we might see bad, we start asking, what's behind that? What is it that caused that? How can we understand and help someone? How can they understand and help us? Or where we see riches and people hoarding, let's open the door. Why are they hoarding? What has made them like this? And once that door's open, help us. Help them to share what we have, so that those who are suffering are given comfort. May we have bigger hearts and greater understanding to know that sharing what we have will not lessen us, but will bless those around us as you would have us be blessed. We pray for peace. Pray for an end to violence. We pray for an end to destruction. We pray for an end to homelessness, food for the hungry, sharing of time and space. Open our hearts and help us to share freely, to want to share. Heal the blindness that prevents us from seeing. Hear the silence and help us to make a noise into the silence, to speak out against injustice, to speak words of wisdom. Help us to change things for the good, because you enable us to do so. Include us, Lord. Inspire us. Include me, Lord. Include my neighbour. Include each and every one of us. So all may know the joy and the love that is shared by you. Lord God, we pray this in the power of the Spirit and in the name of Jesus. Amen.
And continuing in a spirit of prayer, we bring our offerings. We think of all that we bring, all that we have, all that we are. Let us pray. Lord God, may we always be willing to use all that you have given us to transform the world with your peace and your joy. Generous God, make us generous, blessed to be a blessing. And hear us as we bring all our prayers together, as we say, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, for ever. Amen. Each time we gather, God throws a party, and he's glad you came, delighted that we made the effort. You are God's special guests. Remember this as we leave our time together. God the Creator, Jesus the Son, the Spirit our guide, makes time for us each and every day. Amen.
Shine upon.